And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So new text line, got Dennis from Athens just texting in, says wanted to honor his dad, Johnny Marshall, United States Navy, and his uncles, David Marshall, U.S. Navy, Frank Toon, U.S. Air Force, and John Toon, U.S. Navy. So there you go. Dennis, we're glad you're in the text lines with us, so thank you very much. And by the way, I just saw Sergeant Major DM Davis asked me about the LIRS Association. I had not seen that text before, and I apologize. But yeah, I tell you what, Sergeant Major, I appreciate it. I will take a look at that and just realize that text was there. I apologize for not seeing it before. All right. Mike from Muscle Shoals says, shockingly, Billy Ray Cyrus has a great song called Some Gave All. That's interesting. I don't know that song. Do you, Boom? That's good. And Keith Urban has got a great one, too. Oh, gosh, I just forgot the name of it. And it's at the end. It's the outgoing theme from the Navy SEAL movie, Act of Valor. That was a good movie. It was not a good acting movie at all, but it was a great action movie. I mean, because they were all active duty Navy. None of them were actors. So they all seemed like they were not actors. But then again, they were all operators, and they seemed like they were operators. So there's that. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, as you head into the weekend, just know this. ZLA Solutions is doing epic cool work right now at lining up people and jobs. So if you're an employer and you need people, well, guess what? ZLA Solutions is on top of it. It's their bread and butter, man. They do all kinds of things for businesses, but they can help you quite a bit with finding people. So if you need, for instance, onesies and twosies with special niche kind of skills, or you need an entire shift of people, it can be in the service industry, in the automotive industry. They can put people in your factories. They cover all of it. I like to say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They got a hiring push on right now for a major high-tech position, bunch of positions at Redstone Arsenal. Check them out, ZLA Solutions. They're good at what they do, and they can find people for you. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Brian from Decatur wants to honor his grandfather, Frank Presta. Says Army, liberated Italy and served in the rebuild of Italy. Hey, that's very cool. Brian, thank you very much for letting us know. You want to text in or call in for the next few minutes here? The number is 833-687-4448. Had some great, just looking back over the show, this is one of those that, man, if you miss part of it, you want to pick it up. So for those of you that are like in the car heading home for the long weekend, let me just tell you what you may have missed if you didn't hear it all. Started off with my monologue. It was called Always Remember, Never Forget. And then at 2:30, my interpreter from Afghanistan, Hamid, called in, and we spent some time talking. And I'll tell you what, it was moving to hear somebody who grew up in an era in another country where there was no freedom to now be a U.S. citizen after serving with U.S. troops and knowing what freedom really means. That was at 2:30 today. Then at 3 o'clock, we had Major General Joe Arbuckle, who called in, and we talked about his experiences, his 30 years of service, and the experiences he had and the bonds you form, including his time in Vietnam. And then at 3:30, we had Alabama's own Chief Warrant Officer for Mike Durant, who became famous as the guy who piloted Super 6-4, the Black Hawk that was shot down, one of the Black Hawks shot down over the Battle of Mogadishu. So, yeah, Mike Durant was on at 3:30. And then we just talked politics and things that are happening in Montgomery with our friend Stephanie Smith. And I'm just going to tell you, it's been a major, major show. What are you thinking?
Well, actually, I wanted you to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
And the resources on our show, there's this one article about so many different military members.
Oh, the Medal of Honor winners?
Yes, in Alabama. And it's in our resources for the show. If anybody else wants to see it, go to our website and
Perfect.
Check it out.
Perfect. Yeah, so... Yeah, so Boom does a great job. Every morning when I'm getting the resources together, I send them over to him. He puts them in a format where I can then print them out, highlight them, mark them up, all that kind of stuff. But what we started doing, what, about a month ago, I guess?
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah, about a month. So if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, there's a tab on there that says live stream. Go on that tab of the website. You can watch inside the studio while we're on the air. You can pick up the live audio in case all you want is audio while you're driving and you're outside of our overly broad range of AM, FM. But there's also a button that says resources. So every day when the triple dipper is on there, you hear me rattling paper. And that's because I've got a series of articles that go with that triple dipper. They're all now available for you. And one of them, Boomer's talking about, is a piece that I pulled up and I've been using for the show today. Alabama's had 33 Medal of Honor recipients. And I've been reading out some of them. And they're amazing. And that whole list of all 33 is available for you if you want to see it. Like, let me go find another one right now, just to go ahead and pull it. Because there was one I just saw a moment ago that's – okay, so Henry Eugene, nickname was Red Irwin, died in 2002. But he was a radio operator on a B-29 bomber in World War II. On April 12, 1945, Staff Sergeant Irwin was in the lead plane on a mission to Japan. 25 miles from the target, under fire, a flare was dropped inside the plane. It was a phosphorescence flare of some type. And the burning phosphorescence immediately, it says, obliterated his nose, completely blinded him. Smoke began to fill up the plane, obscuring the vision of the pilot. Staff Sergeant Irwin, though, realized the aircraft and crew could be lost if the burning phosphorescence bomb remained in the plane. So without regard for his own safety, he actually picked it up, felt his way up to the front instinctively, crawled around in the gun turret, found the co-pilot's window, and the medal citation says that groping with his burning hands, he found the window and threw the bomb out. Completely aflame, he fell back on the floor, suffered amazing burns. I saw a picture of him. He was one of those who you can tell very easily that he's been burned severely. The smoke cleared. The pilot at 300 feet was able to pull the plane out of its dive. And his gallantry and heroism above and beyond the call of duty saved the lives of his comrades, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor. That's amazing. Carrying a burning white phosphorus grenade or flare or something up to the front of the plane to get it out the window. That's just amazing. I got to tell you what. Did I do Lolly? I did Lolly. Let me find another one here. Robert Howard, I did. The most decorated man of from the entire Vietnam War. My gosh. And then there was... there was one that I was going to bring up too. Holy cow. I mean, there's 33 of them. Charles Thomas from Birmingham. Charles Thomas was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in World War II in France. He was riding in the lead vehicle of a task force organized to storm and capture the village of Klimbach in France. His armored scout car was subjected to intense enemy artillery and self-propelled gunfire and small arms fire. And although wounded by the initial burst of hostile fire, it says Lieutenant Thomas signaled the remainder of the column to halt. And despite the severity of his wounds, he assisted the crew of the wrecked car dismounting. He got his men out. Then, leaving scant protection of the vehicle behind, he was subjected to a hail of enemy fire, which inflicted multiple gunshot wounds to his chest, legs, and arms. But despite the intense pain, he continued to order and direct the dispersion and the placement of two anti-tank guns, which were then promptly and effectively, it says, used to return enemy fire. And then it says, realizing he could no longer remain in command of his platoon, he finally signaled another platoon commander to join him. And then he thoroughly oriented that man on the enemy gun positions, gave him the general situation, and after that, he was evacuated. But he was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously for his incredible actions under enemy fire. Here's the interesting thing about Charles Thomas. He was also black, and this was at a time when the Army was still segregated. And so a man who was seen as being someone who can't join the general ranks of the Army was in a black-only unit, and look at what he did. And I'm just thankful that he was actually awarded the Medal of Honor, and that's amazing. These are all folks from Alabama, and they're all in the resources, so go check them out. By the way, before we go to the break, let me just tell you this. You hear during the breaks, you hear the advertising we do, right? You hear the different ads playing. Just know this. Right Side Radio, if you like what we stand for, if you like what we've done even today, honoring veterans and those who've gone before us and given their lives for this country, well, then just know this. We're a standalone business, and we sustain our operations in a variety of ways. We're a 501c3, but we also, by the way, sell ads. And the only way you can do that is to call us. You can't call the station because we're on multiple stations. We're not owned by them. We are a standalone business that sends them our show. So if you want to advertise with Right Side Radio, you got to contact us. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and you can just click on the advertising and contact sheet or tab and send us a message, and we'll get right back in touch with you. We'd love to have you on the team. If our values and your values align, man, let's do some business. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, several texts and all going on in there, and I'm going to get to them here in just 1 minute, and a couple more of these opportunities to discuss Medal of Honor winners from our state. Let me just first, though, tell you, other folks doing good things like the Elm Foundation, and I just love the fact that we've got somebody partnering with us, the Elm Foundation, ELM. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. And the Elm Foundation is out there making a difference in people's lives in the streets of Huntsville, finding folks who need a hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up, and helping them to restore their self-worth and finding the ability to become productive again and to get job skills, qualifications. And basically, though, they don't just throw money at it like the government might do. They actually walk them through a program, give them milestones and accountability, and it works. And so check them out. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. That's ELMHSV.org. And if you do talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. So several things here. Let me jump over to some text line stuff. What do we got here? Brand new texter, Captain Steve from Harvest says, Captain Steve says, I'd like to recognize my late father, Master Sergeant Billy A. Kilpatrick, U.S. Air Force, retired, for his service and life lessons that he taught me. Yep, so that's Captain, as a Navy Captain, Steve from Harvest, Alabama. Appreciate your service too, sir, and thank you very much. Drew from Huntsville, I'd love to honor my grandfather, O.A. Buddy Tenneman. He said he served in the Navy during World War II, became an engineer, lived to be 94 years old, had an amazing life, giving back in terms of sacrifices he had made for our great country. So, all right, Drew Huntsville, thank you, brother. Appreciate your grandfather's service. Thank you for recognizing him. Tony from Piedmont points out, and I've talked about it on here before, didn't mention it today, though, but, you know, the movie Hacksaw Ridge, great movie. Hacksaw Ridge was about Desmond Doss. And Desmond Doss, Medal of Honor winner, a conscientious objector who won the Medal of Honor in the Pacific. He was from Piedmont, Alabama. Wasn't born here, but he spent most of his life in Piedmont, Alabama, and died there not so long ago, actually. And yeah, Highway 9 between Piedmont and Center, Tony points out, is named after Desmond Doss. Ron and Madison just joined the text strings. You got a brand new one to put in again, Boomer. Ron and Madison, I want to honor my dad, Robert Tibbetts, who served in the Navy World War II in the South Seas. Also, my great uncle, Ed Keck, World War I Army, served in France. There you go. Thank you, brother. Teresa from Town Creek says, thank you to all our military who have served and sacrificed for our country. Thank you, Teresa. Another new texter, Sergeant John. And I don't have a location of where you live. And I'll be honest with you, John, I can't read. It's a very, very long text. He says, I want to honor my best friend, David Euler. He served active duty Navy before I met him. He moved here from Oklahoma. They spent time in the Guard together. He was in the 1st or the 2nd, 203rd Bravo Battery Patriot Missile Air Defense System. And anyway, he said his friend went to Iraq. Or actually, I take it back, a few years later, he went to Iraq. But our texter was not able to go with him at that time. Anyway, he talks about him like only a friend could talk about somebody. And he says, I was and still am honored to say Sergeant David Euler was my best friend until we meet again. All right, man, that's good stuff. Brian from Decatur, and I agree with you, Brian. Thank you for saying this. He says, don't forget the military wives. Well, military wives, spouses in general, but military wives, my wife being one who can hold the fort down and make things happen like nobody else can. So, John, who just texted in a minute ago, Sergeant John, that's John from Madison. So we'll plug that in. Thank you, John. And then I got to go back. Allie from Athens just pointed something out. I had totally forgotten this. I had heard it, but it was like a back of the mind kind of thing, and I'd forgotten. So a minute ago, I talked about Medal of Honor winner. His nickname was Red Irwin, Henry Eugene Red Irwin, who, if you remember, he's a story I told you about the guy who was a navigator, a communications officer, a sergeant on the B-29 bomber during World War II. And the white phosphorus flare got loose inside the plane. And in order to save the plane, he carried that burning thing, found a window, even though he's blinded and it burned off part of his face, and was able to get it out of a window, save the plane. Well, if you're familiar with the Christian movies being made by the Irwin brothers, movies like I Can Only Imagine, well, the Irwin brothers, that's their grandfather. And that's, first of all, very cool. Secondly, they honor his legacy because the logo of the Irwin Brothers studio that makes all these great Christian movies is their grandfather's B-29, which was, I think it was named the City of Los Angeles. Yeah, the City of Los Angeles. Very cool. I went to their website just now, Allie. Thank you for reminding me of that. And they actually have a video where they honor their grandfather and talk about his legacy. It's called The Legacy Behind the Logo. Great little short video, certainly worth seeing, but there it is. And they show his B-29, they show his Medal of Honor, and how cool is that right here from Alabama? I think, if I'm not mistaken, too, Red Irwin was the father of former Republican State Senator Hank Irwin, who served for many years in the Alabama legislature. Listen, Alabama, we've got it going on. 33 Medal of Honor winners. They're on the resources if you want to see them. No way I could name them all. Some of whom I've had a chance to know personally, like Colonel Ola Lee Mize, who, before I left for Afghanistan, came to see me and just gave me a few words that stuck with me and still to this day stick with me about what it means to take care of your men in harm's way, and I'll never forget that. In fact, I have the honor of, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be the MC for an opportunity to lay a new stone at Colonel Mize's graveside, and be there with a number of dignitaries and his wife, and honor him as somebody who meant so much to our community. All right, folks, listen, it is a Memorial Day weekend, and this was a show that was designed to honor veterans and to distinctively and always remember and never forget. To always remember means it's in the back of your mind, but you're going to pull it forward. You're going to remember it. But to never forget means you're going to be intentional about memorializing it and make sure it stays in place and that it can't be lost to future generations. Our own memories pass with us. We have to make sure that the next round of people who are coming along recognize what has already happened before them. So thank you to all of you who have served, and thank you to all of you who spent time over this show sending in those names you wanted recognized. And listen, it is a big part of why we do this show. You know, this show has to go on. I mean, I love doing what I do. I love being here to do things like bring honor. And folks, it's pretty easy because I got an audience like y'all. Anyway, enjoy being with you. You guys have an amazing weekend. And remember those who went before you, because freedom is not free. We'll see you out. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Right Side Ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right.